Very much. As has been said, my name's Alistair, or as I may be known from now on, Pastor Grumps, based on the sign in front of the platform. Now, I'm not sure what's harder as a preacher, whether it's to speak for about 5 to 10 minutes, or whether it's speaking right after a children's nativity play. I mean, who can follow that, right? But it is lovely seeing children perform at Christmas. It's the other one, guys. It is lovely seeing children perform at Christmas. It makes us know that Christmas is coming. But for everyone, Christmas is an emotional time. For children, it's often that moment of excitement, that emotion of excitement, as they see all the gifts wrapped under the tree, and they're eagerly waiting for the moment and counting down the sleeps until the toys are ready to be played with. Or maybe for you, going into Christmas, you get to have a sense of disappointment. Because you know that what lies ahead is another year where your dreams and your wishes, your deepest longings, aren't going to be fulfilled. Maybe you're going into Christmas with a sense of dread, with sadness, and with pain. Because this will be the first year without that loved family member, or that beloved friend. Or maybe you're sad because this is another year without their absence and it hurts and you feel lonely. Or maybe the emotion that you feel or will feel is stress, a long to-do list, shopping to be done, turkey to be cooked, meal plan to be prepped, family tensions to navigate, a whole month of stress all over in the space of 24 hours. Or maybe you're going into Christmas with real joy because we get to celebrate Jesus being born and you get to spend time with family and friends, which is always fun. Now, regardless of where we're at this morning, we can all agree, I think, that Christmas is an emotional time. And for the next few minutes, I'd like to spend some time in Luke's gospel, an eyewitness account of the life of Jesus. And in Luke 2, we see many emotions. We see joy, we see fear, anticipation and excitement, and we see great peace. So let me read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14 for us. They're on the screen behind us. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Now, just a wee bit of historical background here. If you wanted to get any news out in the first century, if you wanted your story, your message to be credible, you needed people who were well known and respected to share it. You certainly would not share important news with a shepherd. Shepherds were mostly uneducated men who spent long days and nights with herds grazing on hills or on grass plains away from home. Shepherds were seen as the lowest in society, so much so that they weren't even allowed to testify in a court of law. And yet, what did we see in the passage? What did we see in the nativity? In the darkness of night, an angel appears to some shepherds, and we get our first emotion of Christmas. They're afraid. Now, why were the shepherds so afraid? We might be tempted to think it was because of the bright light that shined in the darkness. You know, that feeling when you're walking at night down a path or in the forest somewhere and suddenly someone shines a torch right in your face. You get startled. You are frazzled for a minute or two. But that's not why the shepherds are afraid. See, Luke says in verse 9 that the glory of the Lord shone around them and they were terrified. They see the glory of God and they're afraid. Throughout the Bible, when people are faced with the glory of God, there is a weight. There is a seriousness Because we know that naturally, as people, we cannot be in the presence of God. He is perfect, we are not. That's because of the problem of sin. Way back in the beginning of the Bible, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they said, "No, God, we don't want you. Instead, we want to be like you." And from that moment on, the natural disposition of every human being has been to rebel against and reject God. From that moment on, humanity has been living in rebellion against God and therefore under the just wrath of God. And so when the shepherds are met with this immense glory of God, they're afraid. They're afraid because they know that the glory of God that shone around them meant perfection. It meant holiness. It meant absolute goodness. And they know that they knew that they were full of sin and in natural rebellion against God. And if we're honest with ourselves, we all know that deep down that's also true about us. We all sin, and if we truly saw the glory of the Lord, we too would be terrified. But then we get our second emotion of the Christmas story, joy. In verse 10, the angel says, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." See, the hard news is that we are all naturally sinful and unable to stand in the presence of God. That's the hard news. But the angel comes to bring the good news that will bring great joy for all people. And that includes you and it includes me. The good news is that a baby has been born. But he's not just any old baby. He's special. He is the Messiah, the sent one from God who would deal with the sins of his people. He is the Lord. He is God in the flesh and his name is Jesus. He is the source of great joy. But I wonder if you notice that it's called good news. See, the news about Jesus isn't just a good story. It's not good advice. It is good news. Now, we can all enjoy a good story. It's a figment of someone's imagination that takes us on a journey, but it doesn't really impact our lives. Reading about Sherlock Holmes or The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland or the classic The Lord of the Flies will take me on a journey, but it won't impact my life and change how I live tomorrow. Likewise, good advice is different. It's helpful, but it's different. I might go, or probably should actually go, to a dietitian to learn how to eat a bit healthier. I could go to a doctor, or should go to a doctor, to see about the pain in my wrist. I could go to a bank to get advice on how to deal with money better. But that's all advice. I'm the one who decides whether I think it is good advice or bad advice. Whether it's the advice I really want. But the message of Christmas is not good advice. It is good news. It is a proclamation of truth and facts. That Jesus was born and it demands a response. Some people will reject this good news and want nothing to do with Jesus. Others will put their trust in him and become Christians. For them, this is good news that produces great joy. And it produces joy because it means that regardless of our circumstances, we know that our sins are forgiven. This joy is not based on our situation in life, but based on who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. So I'd like to encourage you, no matter what you're feeling this Christmas, whether you're sad, afraid, angry, depressed, or stressed, if you're a Christian, you can embrace the joy that this season brings through Jesus Christ. But what exactly is that joy based on? Well, that brings us to our final emotion this morning, peace. After the angel finishes speaking to the shepherds, suddenly a vast number of angels appear in the sky and they praise God with one voice declaring, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." So the good news that Jesus brings peace on earth. That's the whole reason this child has been born. But what exactly does peace actually mean? Does it mean international peace, the absence of wars and hostility? Does it mean the emotion of peace that can replace our anxieties and the anxieties of the world today and the worries that we have? And those are true, and we can chat about that afterwards if you want. But here, the peace the angel speaks about is peace with God. See, this peace isn't really an emotion, but it is a status. Whilst we long to have peace as an emotion, for the Christian, this passage speaks of peace as a status that we have with God. All of mankind is naturally living in sin, in separation and hostility to God. But through Jesus, it's possible for us to be right with him and be at peace with God. It is a status, not an emotion. As Charles Wesley wrote in the carol that we often like to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, he says, peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinner reconciled. That peace is possible because the hostility that exists between man and God, the separation caused by our rejection of God, was taken by Jesus on a cross some 30 years after he was born. See, at Christmas, we celebrate that God took on flesh and became one of us so that we can celebrate Good Friday as the Son of God, Jesus, dies for us. And the great joy that we feel is the result of Easter morning as Jesus, the Son of God, was raised to life again. Therefore, this is the greatest news this world will ever hear. It is a message of peace, but it's news that demands a response. I wonder if you picked that up at the end of the children's nativity scene, the response of the judge. See, the judge heard about the news of Jesus' birth, and he needed to see it for himself, to see the excitement that was going on with the stable. And so she went with excitement to the stable. Now, I can't take us back in time 2,000 years ago, but what I can do is offer you an eyewitness account of the life of Jesus Christ. If you're here and you don't know Jesus, please grab a copy. They're sitting at the table on the back just as you go out, and investigate Jesus for yourself. Now, I'm convinced, as many of us are here this morning, that Jesus is worth following. And if there are so many people in the world who have that conviction, surely you can spend a couple of days or a couple of weeks investigating it for yourself. It is the most important decision you will make in your life. Do not put it off until tomorrow or until next Christmas. As we come into the Christmas period, there are plenty of emotions that will be going on in our hearts and minds. Excitement, sadness, stress, and joy. Well, that first Christmas for the shepherds began with fear. But that fear was turned to great joy as they heard the good news that Jesus was born to bring peace between man and God. That is the good news of Christmas, and it demands a response. And so how will you respond to Jesus this year? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful Christmas story, the wonderful news that Jesus was born to bring peace between mankind and God. Lord, would you help us as we go into this Christmas season with all of the emotions that it brings to remember that it is all about Jesus and to give him all the praise and honor and glory that he deserves because God took on flesh and became one of us. Jesus, we thank you. In your name, amen.